A Canadian legislator has shared a vision for the future of energy in North America at a conference of Arctic parliamentarians in Fairbanks. Robert Mills, who chairs the Canadian Parliament's Environment Committee, says there needs to be a fundamental shift in our perspective on climate change and energy.
I encourage all of you to develop a vision. We need to go to the future. We need to stop talking about the problem and start talking about the solutions.
Mills said a range of energy sources from fossil to renewables could together feed North American demand if we developed a shared power network.
Why not Alaska, the Yukon, British Columbia, Alberta, Washington, Oregon, California? Why not a better integrated grid?
Mills reminded attendees that Canada is the leading energy supplier to the U.S. Mills said cleaner, smarter techniques for extracting and burning fossil fuels need to be developed. He described how CO2 is being injected in Alberta to enhance oil recovery.
We have been capturing carbon from two major petrochemical plants for 10 years and sequestering it for increased oil recovery. And in fact, oil wells that had been capped 20 years ago are today producing more oil than they were when they were first discovered.
Mills says there's also great opportunity in alternative energy sources. He highlighted developments in wind, hydro, geothermal, and solar power, and strongly advocated for gasification technology, which can convert coal or even garbage into energy.
So when someone tells me that they're going to build a new landfill, I suggest that they wear animal skins and carry a club, because that's where that technology is at. What does gasification do? Very briefly, it uses 8,000 degrees Celsius, and it vaporizes the garbage, turns the garbage to its molecular components, and then recombines it through a refinery process, turning them into a synthetic gas, which you then use in a turbine to produce electricity.
Mills says emissions from gasification are low, and toxins associated with incineration are destroyed by the high heat. He admits the facilities are expensive. Mills helped modify laws to make it easier for Canadians to produce energy with wind and solar and sell the excess back to utilities. He says solar panels on his home produce up to five times as much electricity as his family uses. The Conference of Arctic Parliamentarians wraps up today at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.